That's the sound of about 100 whitefish flopping vigorously in a seining net on the Nyuklluk River. It's also the sound of a unique educational and bonding experience for teachers new to the Bering Strait region.
We truly wanted the educators to experience some of the life ways of the residents of the Bering Strait region.
Barb Amarok, a former educator who serves on the Nome Public Schools Board of Education, leads Cultural Camp for Educators, a course offered through the UAF Northwest Campus. Earlier this month, 7 teachers from Nome Public Schools and 4 from the Bering Strait School District lived, worked, and studied for a week at a fish camp between Council and White Mountain. The teachers learned seine fishing, going out several times a day, rain or shine, picked berries, cut, canned, dried, and smoked fish, and took a visit to the village of White Mountain, while also engaging in discussions and lectures about life and traditions in the region. Devin DeFranks is originally from Pennsylvania. She teaches middle school in White Mountain and is going on her second year in Alaska.
Tom and BJ are so great. They shared with us really valuable cultural knowledge and gave a really good, broad introduction to how life is up here, especially out in the bush.
Now you guys, the next time we sing, you gotta learn how to sing without getting sticks.
That's Tom Gray, who owns the camp. He and his wife, BJ, have been partnering with Amarok and her predecessors to teach cultural camp since the beginning. Tom and BJ host other camps as well as private guided hunting and fishing through their company, Alaskan Northwest Adventures.
Thing it is, my culture and what I do in the native communities, a lot different than, in some ways, than Shishmaref native culture or St. Michael native culture. We're all a little bit different. We do a little bit different things. But our basic culture is the same.
Gray's camp, nestled in the woods, sits perched on a bluff overlooking the glassy river. The main house, painted red, faces a small clearing with a fire pit. Several cabins, a washroom, 2 outhouses, a shed, and a netted fish tent open onto the clearing or are reached via short paths. In the middle of it all rises a tall arch, symbolically covered with dozens of antlers. The camp, Gray says, has a lot of history in the family.
Yeah, you know, this place started as a subsistence camp. We'd come here every summer and spend all summer cutting fish and playing on the river. Our lifestyle and our work led us come up here. I got married in 83, and I think we spent every summer up here.
That's a depth of experience that few new teachers have. Sean Arnold, superintendent of Nome Public Schools, says it's crucial to give them a taste.
What we found is when our teachers understand our students, where they come from, their backgrounds, then they're more effective in the classroom. They can connect better instructionally, but they also have a better experience overall.
Beyond that, Arnold says, teachers are more likely to stay in the region for a longer time if they establish meaningful connections with their students, an important factor in a state that is facing a teacher shortage. Learning about the region is also compulsory. State cultural standards for educators were developed in 1998 and recently required to be implemented. Matthew Johnson is a first-year math teacher at Nome Belts High School. He's originally from rural Michigan and says he enjoyed returning to the challenges of fishing. He describes a particularly successful seine.
I've been fishing so many years. You know, we were pulling it in. There's just tons and tons of fish. And we have to try and dig around, trampling through the pile of fish and trying to, like, identify one. And reach your hand in there, get bitten up a little bit by the fish and just, like, pull them out, throw them to shore for them to be gilled.
DeFranks says the friendships made at camp, learning and working together, are invaluable.
When you move from the lower 48, you don't know anyone, and you come into a whole new world. And it's hard when you have no friends, you don't know what you're doing. It really opens you up to the good things to come.
You won't find anything.
On the last day, as the teachers packed for the boats, Gray offered some final wisdom for the cultural camp attendees.
You know, we're planting seeds. Hopefully some of it sprouts. Some of these people will be here for 20, 30 years as teachers. If you're going to be here for a while, walk slowly and keep your mouth shut and absorb everything. Don't say no.
After a week of throwing themselves into just about everything, it seems these teachers will have no problem saying yes. For KNOM News, I'm Gabe Colombo.